Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press-on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's I-M-P-R-E-S-S beauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies.
Hi guys, I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
We are two LA beauty editors giving our West Coast perspective on all things makeup, skincare, and wellness with a sprinkle of pop culture and celebrity.
Join us as we pull back the curtain on beauty trends, treatments, and products in Hollywood and help you navigate the world of beauty.
Each week, we'll be covering topics like how often should I be using retinol, or how does J-Lo actually defy the law of gravity, and give our take on news in the industry like influencer drama, new brands, and launches.
Plus, we'll have exclusive interviews with the who's who of beauty experts in Hollywood. Tune in each week and be sure to DM us your questions and topics that you want us to cover.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah. Wow, we're finally doing this.
So exciting.
So, welcome to Los Angeles, guys. Sarah and I, we've been friends, I feel like work wives now for what, 2 years?
Yeah, but it feels like forever.
I know. We just met and fell in love. Sorry,
soulmates.
Matt and Patrick. We have been wanting to do this for a while, and we're finally doing it. We're so psyched, but we had been DMing each other and emailing each other.
Texting.
It was like every medium possible. We'd be talking about what's happening in the industry, talking about pop culture and celebrity and stuff like that. And we're like, why aren't we not just doing this publicly?
Yeah.
So we decided a podcast because there's not enough podcasts in the world.
No,
like there's not enough. So,
we have a different perspective.
Yes, we
I
do.
Think.
We do. Like, I think, you know, there's so many amazing beauty podcasts out there. So we didn't want to, you know, overstep anybody that's already doing it. And we know there are many that have come before us.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a different perspective. We are based on the West Coast. We love Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I've been here 10 years now. You grew up over here. Mm-hmm. Lucky duck.
Yeah.
So,
and we have, living in Los Angeles and being beauty editors in LA, we have access to all of the amazing estheticians, treatments. We hang out at the same places where all the influencers and celebrities do to get all these, you know, fabulous, you know, beauty procedures and all that. So,
yeah. And I feel like because we are on the West Coast, there are so many influencers that live out here as compared to New York or, you know, Chicago or wherever else. So we do have a really interesting experience as editors out here. on the best coast. This is going to just be like us loving Los Angeles, basically. Yeah. So, okay, why should you even care about what we have to say? I feel like that's like what I'm constantly asking myself, like, why do I care about this person or, you know, this TV show or whatever it is? So I'll just get started. I've been in the beauty industry for, I would say, like 9-8 years at this point. I started my beauty career at Pop Sugar, but growing up, I was always fascinated with beauty. I'm sure you were too. And I like have Allure magazines from 1995 still. Yeah. I should be the historian at this point with Allure, but I just was always the person that my friends would come to and say, what product should I be using and buying? And I'm like, well, Hilary Duff is using this rose water from Mario Badescu. So they're like, okay, I have to go buy that. So growing up, I went to school at TCU in Fort Worth. I studied advertising and public relations, and I always wanted to move out to LA, like, because I wanted to actually be a television host. But I felt like as a Capricorn, I needed to have something to fall back on.
Which, by the way, guys, we're both Capricorns.
Yeah, so get ready for us being right about everything.
Big Capricorn energy.
B-C-E. Here we go. Yeah. But yeah, so when I got started at Pop Sugar, I had to audition because at Pop Sugar, I was a host and on-camera reporter. And I say was because I'm no longer there. I had a great start there, and I stayed there for 8 years. But when my contract ended, I decided it was time to venture out on my own. So I'm a free agent, people. I get to dedicate a lot of my time to this now. I'm really excited about it. It was bittersweet because it was something I wanted to do, but also, like, they're my fam. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. Pop Sugar has been a majority of my career. I haven't jumped around, and I've been very dedicated to them for the past 8 years. But being at a company and a huge publisher like Pop Sugar, I was able to have amazing experiences. It's how I met Sarah. Yeah. And I've met amazing people that will come on this podcast. So I'm really excited to do that.
Yeah. So I, too, have always been, you know, fascinated with the world of fashion and beauty. And currently I am with Bustle. I'm the senior fashion and beauty editor. I have been in editorial for now 10 years, I guess you could say. I started in celebrity editorial. My very first job was at Tiger Beat magazine.
Yeah, that's amazing.
During the heyday of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez and the Jonas Brothers. So that was really, really fun. But I've always been into fashion and beauty ever since I was small. You know, my parents were always very, I don't want to say concerned with their appearances, but they just loved getting dressed up and looking great. You know, my mom used to model in the Philippines, and my dad was like the most fashionable person I know.
Oh my God,
still,
yeah, he's amazing.
Currently.
Yes.
So I think, you know, when they immigrated to the States, they really valued their appearance, and, you know, they wanted to look like they had made it in the States. And so growing up, I always had them to look up to in that. But then I think, you know, on a deeper level, and I've said this before and probably to you too, I was obsessed with teen beauty magazines.
Oh, yes.
Like Teen Vogue, Cosmo Girl, Seventeen, yep. All of those magazines. But the thing was, I didn't really get to see people who looked like me in these pages of these magazines and, you know, on TV. And so growing up, I felt, you know, a little self-conscious about why I didn't look like them. Or when I tried to, like, copy these makeup tutorials on these pages, why it didn't look the same on me, you know,
or like they don't even have my skin tone.
Yes,
cool.
Exactly. And so I always wanted to be an editor and work for a women's magazine so that I could one day create content that served these communities or these young girls who looked like me, and, you know, just to be somewhat of a role model or an example that, you know, they too could do it. One of my favorite magazines was Cosmo Girl, and the editor-in-chief was this woman named Atusa Rubinstein, and I wrote her an email when I was probably like a junior in high school, and I asked her advice to get into like journalism and stuff. And she emailed me back, which was so amazing. Yeah. And I feel like I took that as a sign where I was like, this is what I'm meant to do.
Totally. I think that's the reason why, like, I think at the heart of what you're saying is we want to help people.
Yeah.
you know this, but I grew up and I had ptosis when I was little. And so I had longer eyelids and impaired my vision. So my mom made the decision when I was 3 to get the ptosis remedy surgery. Mm-hmm. And so I have like a very interesting eyelid. Mm-hmm. And like growing up, makeup artists would be like, what kind of eyelid? Like they couldn't figure out how to do makeup on me. Mm-hmm. I was always self-conscious about my eyes.
Right.
But that's why I became obsessed with beauty because mm-hmm. like in makeup because I'm like, okay, I need to know how to do my own makeup so I don't have to rely on anybody else.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know about you, but when I meet people, sometimes they get a little self-conscious around me because they're like, well, she knows everything about skincare and, or, you mm-hmm. know, beauty and mm-hmm. makeup and hair. And mm-hmm. I feel like she's judging me. Mm-hmm. But that's like never what I'm doing.
Totally.
I'm never like looking somebody up and down like, oh, they need to do this or they need to fix this or whatever. I come from it from very much like I just want to help people, make them feel good.
Yeah. And I think that for those of you who are listening who already follow us on Instagram or know us personally, you know that like the both of us are like very real people.
Totally.
We aren't trying to bullshit anyone.
No.
We're going to tell you our favorite products, what we're actually doing. And, you know, we're not going to sugarcoat it for you. And also, yeah, this is what we take pictures of ourselves looking like. How we woke up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're trying to be real. We want to be approachable.
Exactly.
So that's why I think I'm really excited to be doing this with you.
I know. And like Sarah and I both also, like I remember you were telling me that you wanted to be like Carson Daly,
yep.
like be a mm-hmm. VJ on MTV. That was totally me as well. So I feel like Sarah and I had the same experiences growing up just like with, you know, yeah. different lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get along so well. And it's really cool too, learning stuff from Sarah, just because obviously I'm like a white blonde woman. I do not have the same experience as you do. So it's right. really cool to like have these experiences with Sarah. When we went to Paris, we went to Paris with Benefit. Mm-hmm. I had never been like out of the country except for like Mexico and Canada. And I remember telling her in the airport, thank God you're with me because I have no idea what is happening here.
I mean, I felt like, yeah, except for that, instead of taking you to the Louvre, I took you to the Louis Vuitton store.
Oh, yes, you did. And I bought a bag. It was the best thing ever. Okay, so that's kind yeah. of how we got our start in the industry. We've been doing this for a long time. I think this podcast is also a way for us to personally express ourselves. Obviously, when you work with a publisher, you're very much promoting a publisher and what they want out of, you know, content and things like that. I know at Pop Sugar, we were never going to like dog any product. We would never, if we didn't like a product, we just didn't cover it. Like that was kind of our stance. So mm-hmm. we just felt like there didn't need to be negativity.
Totally.
I do think that there is a benefit to talking about why a product did or didn't work for somebody. Yeah. I don't think you need to drag them on the internet. I just think that that's like a really unprofessional and gross way to operate. So for this podcast specifically, I think we will talk to you about things that we love.
Mm-hmm.
We might also have differing opinions on things that each of us loves for whatever reason, but totally. It's never going to be in a way that's just slandering brands or people or anything like that.
Right.
We don't want you guys to be listening and think, is this an advertisement? We didn't want to listen to too many podcasts because we're like, we don't want it to be like a carbon copy of anyone. But
right.
we did our research and our homework and we were like, some of these sound like ads. They just love everything. Mm-hmm. There's a benefit to talking about why things do or don't work for different skin types or skin tones and things like that. So you'll get a lot of that in this podcast too.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. So today's episode is our first, obviously. We were trying to think, okay, what could we do that's beneficial for everyone that you can learn something from it? And we get asked about our product recommendations on the daily. So we were like, okay, let's do skincare products worth buying that we would actually purchase.
Which is a question we get all the time.
Yes, 100%.
And we have the privilege, obviously, as beauty editors, we get sent product to try.
It's so nice.
It is a privilege.
It is a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. We have built, and a lot of people are like, how does this work?
Mm-hmm.
And especially because of this influencer world.
Yes.
So I don't know about you, but sometimes like I get called like a beauty guru or a beauty mm-hmm. blogger. I'm like, I'm not. I am a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have journalistic standards we have to abide by.
Yeah. And we are not getting paid
no.
to test or try or review these.
No. No. Yes. So when we get sent a product, it's up to us to like give our accurate review of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice that we haven't reviewed something, it's probably because we didn't like it, straight up.
Or we haven't had a chance yet because we do get a lot of products.
Bless.
But for the most part, yes.
I would say mostly it's just haven't been able to try it.
Yeah, right? I have like this list of products and like also a counter where it's like to try.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like a little box. It's like, okay, this is all the new stuff I got this week.
Right.
And I think a lot of people also ask, just before we get into it, guys, like, what do you do with all this product that you have? And I know for me at Pop Sugar, anything extra that I had didn't work for me. Skin tone wise, skin type wise, hair, whatever, it went on the free table. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of product that we would save and then have these quarterly sales. And then all the money that we made went to a charity of our choosing. So it could be like the LGBTQ Center here in Los Angeles. We've done Doctors Without Borders. Mm-hmm. So we do give back. There's also like a massive beauty sale that all the editors here in LA do together where the public can come and buy product extremely discounted, like brand new product. And then all of that money goes to a charity. And also we do treat our friends and family a lot of the time.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, hashtag our families are blessed. My mom now thinks she's like an influencer. Like, Benefit sent her product at one point and she was like, hashtag Benababe. I'm like, lady, I love you so much. You are out of control. Hashtag they're real. I'm like, my mom's now a budding beauty influencer. But yeah, so when we get product, we are testing it out. We're putting our skin, hair on the line. Actually, a couple of days ago, one of my friends was like, Kirby, you gave me this product and I loved it so much, but I hate you because it was like $80. Right. I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Exactly.
The products that we would actually spend our own money on.
And I have. Spent my like
totally.
I'm looking at the products I brought it into the studio and I have purchased these products. I know a lot of the brands that I'm about to talk about will probably send me an email and say, don't ever buy this product, we will send it to you, and we like always appreciate the relationships we have. But for me, if something is worth it, I am happy to buy it and promote it.
And these are also the products that we recommend to our friends and our family and to everyone all the time.
Totally.
Like, if they're like, I am going to Sephora, what's like the one thing that I need, or what's like, you know, I want to spend my money on like one product that's gonna like work, actually work, what is it? And these products that we're talking about are the ones that are
They're worth
it. Special place in our heart.
They're worth it.
Skin.
Play. This is where Fifth Harmony comes in. Okay. So we're focusing just on skincare today. I think when we first thought of this idea, we were like, our five products that we would buy no matter what. Yeah. We're like, no, we have to break it into different categories. So we'll probably do a makeup one soon, hair, you know, nails, whatever. But this is skincare specifically. Yeah. So can I?
Yes, please. Okay. After you.
If you guys follow me on Instagram, we're just plugging our Instagram nonstop, at Kirby Johnson. I am obsessed with Renee Rouleau. Renee is an esthetician, and she has her own beauty brand of the same name, Renee Rouleau. And I met her a couple of years ago because I knew that she worked with Demi Lovato. She's like Demi's go-to skin person. And she's based in Texas, and that's where I'm from. And so when I was in Dallas, when I was like 25 or something, I made an appointment and she gave me a facial in the Dallas.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
You guys go way back.
Yeah. She's amazing. And so when she was doing my skin, she was looking at it and she was like, do you know that you have melasma? And I'm like, what's melasma? And she's like, do you see these dark spots that are symmetrical, like on your forehead and on your cheeks? You have a little bit on your upper lip. And I'm like, I just thought that was my self-tanner. I didn't wash off properly. I mean, that was me just being naive, obviously. Yeah. But she was like, no, it's hormonal. Are you on birth control? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm on Yaz. And she's like, I'm just going to tell you, once you get off birth control, this is going to go away. Melasma is often called the mask of pregnancy. It's because it is hormone-based. It looks like hyperpigmentation, maybe like a sunspot or an age spot. But really, the signs are a lot of women get it on their upper lip from their birth control. It's typically symmetrical. So if you have it on one cheek, you'll have it on the other. Right now, I have like two little dots on the right side of my forehead, and then I have two matching dots on the other side. It's so annoying. But I love that she actually let me in on this. And it's not an ailment by any means, this issue I was having with my skin, because now I know how to better take care of my skin.
Totally.
I know that a chemical peel will actually make this worse. Mm-hmm. Lasers, because of the heat, will make it worse. The melanocytes from the melasma, they become more prominent because of heat. So if I'm overheated at the beach, that's why, like, my boyfriend Patrick, he loves going to the beach, but I have to wear a giant hat and like be protected at all times.
Which you should always be anyways.
Exactly.
Regardless of your skin condition.
So true. So true. Lay it out there, girl. Yep. But like, I can't overheat or get like too hot because it'll make the melanocytes more prominent. And even working out, which sucks. Yeah. Like even if I'm sweaty, they become more prominent. Anyways, Renee knows what she's talking about. She has saved my skin many a time. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to her about her a lot through editorials and on my Instagram. Any of her products are worth buying, guys. I'm just going to tell you straight up. She's like a homegrown brand. She's not owned by any big conglomerate. It's just her. She's not in Ulta. She's not in Sephora. She's amazing.
If you had to pick one product from her line, what would it be?
Oh, God. Okay. I would say the anti-bump treatment. It used to be called anti-cyst, but I think they had an issue with saying cyst because it's like a medical term. So they changed it to anti-bump. If I ever have cystic, like a cyst underneath my nose or wherever, put that on like in the morning and at night and the next day it's gone. It works wonders. I don't know how. I can't even remember what ingredients are in it. She made this and I have recommended it to probably everybody. And I would say if you buy that, also buy the rapid response detox mask. She made it for hormonal acne. So if you get breakouts that time of the month.
I feel like I see that mask all over Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone uses it.
And it's just genius. Like there's so many masks out there that are purging your pores and stuff like that or peeling off or like are just super Instagrammy. This legit works. Like it's all about calming the inflammation in your skin and helping to just take down, as she tells me, like put the fire out. I use this like the minute I think I'm getting a breakout. Like it works magic. So
I will have to.
Love you, Renee.
I still haven't gotten to meet her.
Oh, I'm
going to
make you.
We are like Instagram friends and she's so sweet. Every time she comes to LA, she'll, you know, message me and ask me if I want to see her recently anyways. But she has so many people to see.
Totally.
And she's only here for like 2 days or whatever.
Yeah, she's brilliant. She like comes in and she stays at a hotel and she just does a bunch of like editor and like celebrity facials. She does most of the cast of Riverdale, works a lot with Lily Reinhart, who I think is like a baby cherub angel.
Yeah. I was in an elevator with her recently and I had no idea that it was her until we both exited the elevator and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And she's like so cute.
It's like dumb how pretty she is.
Yeah. She's also like very like just like normal, like a normal girl, like just totally. Like was super chill. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even know it was her in the elevator. But anyways.
Okay. What's your pick?
So. This is like, I feel like controversial only because everyone's always like, is it really
worth
it? Oh, I
see it on the sock. I know what you're
saying. Okay. So this is also recently, I've been obsessed with La Mer's Creme de la Mer. And let me tell you, I mean, Kirby knows how we both got the Creme de la Mer in our possession. We went to an event with them, what was this, like 2 years ago?
It was last year.
Okay. It was last year. It was in Malibu. It was beautiful. They put on this like amazing event. Kate Hudson was there. And then the party favor gift was a giant Creme de la Mer jar with our names bedazzled on the top.
And just with like Swarovski crystals. She's like being kind. She's this a giant. It was a vat. Yeah. I like to get through this. We will have to bathe in it.
Yes. And I was like almost like crying. I was like trying to keep my cool because there were like other really big like influencers there and stuff. And like no one was like freaking out. But I was like, take my picture with this. Like,
oh, my God. Sarah's like, I was trying to play it cool. Meanwhile, I'm on Instagram like, y'all aren't going to believe this. I got some creme de la mer.
Yeah. Like it's like the size of our face, basically.
Yeah.
So anyways, a year later, I'm still going through it. There's so much of it. But I hadn't been using it because I kept thinking it was too thick. It was too rich. I was like, I don't need this. Like, I'm going to break out. I'm too scared to use it. But I was like, I need to start using this because it's going to expire soon. So I was like, I'm going to stop using everything else that I'm using. I'm literally just going to use this creme every night and see what happens. And I learned from Allie, who works on their team, and she was like, you need to massage it in your hands and warm it up before you apply it. Like, that's the key to making it not as thick. So I do that every night. I was doing it for like probably a month. It is incredible.
Truly.
Like, I used it on my face and then my neck and my chest, and like, I didn't get any breakouts.
Yep.
My skin every morning looked really tight and really hydrated. And I was just like, oh my God, like this stuff actually works. It's whatever this like trademark miracle broth.
Yep.
I can't tell you what's in it because we don't know what's in it, but it's in every single one of their products.
I wasn't using anything else for 30 days and it totally transformed my skin.
And that's the thing too. You mentioned, you know, thinking it was too thick and stuff. Yeah. And like, I remember in my 20s, like tried the creme for the first time. And I was like, I don't like, this isn't working for me. Well, also I was in my 20s, like a little cherub.
Yes.
Like, I didn't.
Yeah. You didn't need
my
it.
My skin was great.
You were good with Cetaphil.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not get me on my Cetaphil rant right now. They, but when I got the vat of it, obviously, similarly to Sarah, I was like, okay, I gotta
go through
figure this out.
Yeah.
And I was putting it on like my neck and decollete too, mm-hmm. in addition to my face. It really does work. I think once you get to your late 20s, early 30s, like that's the time to really invest in a product like this. They also have come out with some amazing other versions. So like there's like the hydrating gel.
Mm-hmm. Which I went through one summer, like in,
It's amazing. It's amazing. It feels like it's a gel, a moisturizer. So it feels more like almost like a water cream. Mm-hmm. And it's very, it's way more lightweight. Mm-hmm. I think it absorbs a little bit more quickly than the creme does.
Yeah, but it has the Miracle Broth in it. Yep. So it's just as amazing.
So if you think that the creme might be too thick for you, maybe go with the gel.
Yeah. And I understand it is an investment.
Totally.
100%. But with the creme, because it is so thick, you don't even need that much of it. So you can think of it that way.
Totally. And I think like it is one of those products that I initially didn't. I was like,
yeah,
they're just like hype behind it that, you know, because everybody and their brother in Hollywood uses it.
Totally.
And of course, I'm obsessed with Kate Hudson and she's like, my mom. I'm like, Goldie Hawn. Yeah. Of course,
your mom.
Like, we love your mom. I'm like, of course, she used from De La Mer.
Yeah.
And she would steal it from her mother. So I'm glad that you brought this up because I think people are like,
is it really worth it?
Yeah, it's like a huge investment for, you know, a product that may not work for me. Mm-hmm. They have the little baby sizes.
Yeah, I was going to say, or like, I know that if you go to like, I think Nordstrom, you can get a little sample of it, try it out, see for yourself.
Totally.
But I mean, I use it. My sister, who is 45, I think she uses it, loves it. Like, it's meant for probably not 20-year-old Kirby.
No.
But yeah, for, you know, woman over 30.
Yeah.
I would say like definitely a really great investment.
I agree. And I also, I am looking at the doc of all of our products and you have the concentrate.
Yes.
And I'm a huge fan of this too.
So that is my second product that I think is also worth buying. Also outrageously expensive, but definitely worth it. Like I now use that. And then I follow it up with the creme just if I'm feeling extra dry or if I am like dealing with some sort of breakout. And it totally soothes my skin, like, immediately.
It's crazy because, so, the like, the texture of this, it's, you know, the concentrate. So you might think it's, like, watery, almost like a broth or, like, an essence of some sort. It's not. It's a little bit thicker.
It's like a serum.
It's like a serum, but it also
meets lotion.
Yeah. And when you apply it, it I feel like it almost has, like, a primer type of finish. Mm-hmm. Like, it kind of, like,
it's very slick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It hide your pores. I have naturally kind of like ruddy skin. Like I have like a redness to my skin. And when I apply this at night and wake up the next morning, I have noticed the clarity. It's just bright. The whole point of the concentrate is to soothe your skin, calm it down, help with redness and things like that. And especially if you're dehydrated or your skin just needs more moisture, it really is. And again, we are aware this is an investment. But also what we're saying too is like, these are products I would still purchase even if I wasn't getting them.
Right. And it's also good for scarring or if you, you know, maybe like had a sunburn, you just slather it on and it just like works like magic.
I can't remember if Kate Hudson said this, but she was like saying that she was using it like for stretch marks and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like the Miracle Broth.
Wow.
It really is miracle.
Imagine being in a place in your life where you could use La Mer concentrate on your stretch marks.
I mean, honestly, like, you are so rich at that point.
Yeah.
Like, when I
strive to be.
I mean, I got
on
this.
That level.
We got it for free. And I'm literally, like, using, like, the tiniest bit because I'm trying to make it last. And I, like, looked at the expiration on it. I'm like, how long will this last? Yeah. Like, 24 months. I'm like, oh, I better start moving.
So I got Matt, my husband to start using a little bit of it when he like needs it. And so I'm like, that's like $10 worth on your little pimple.
Yeah, you're
just
like,
so you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You have no idea.
Okay, what's your next product?
Okay, my next product, I talk about this nonstop. It's the Fresh Soy Face Cleanser. Ah. It retails for $38. They just celebrated their 20th anniversary. I'm just a big fan of Fresh in general. I love all of their products. But
me too.
When I first tried the soy face cleanser, like when I think I was probably a teenager, I just remember thinking, this feels different than other face washes. Like at the time I was using like foaming cleansers that made my skin feel really tight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that that was like super trendy back of then course. As well.
Like Clean and Clear and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I actually like don't dislike Clean and Clear for the record. I think like they have some great stuff too. But I remember trying Fresh and being like, oh, like it's my skin feels clean, but it doesn't feel tight. And like the smell's amazing. I could not praise this cleanser enough. I feel like it's so gentle. Like when people say gentle cleanser, of course they think of Cetaphil or CeraVe. Right. I think CeraVe is an interesting alternative to Cetaphil. Mm-hmm. For the record, I'm not a Cetaphil fan. Sorry, everybody. But Fresh is so gentle on the skin and it removes my makeup. That's the thing. Working on camera, I would have like a ton of makeup on and I would go home and have to do this like triple cleanse situation. And with this, I can get off my mascara, eyeliner, foundation in one fell swoop and it doesn't take me a long time.
Also, like how long does that bottle last you? It's giant.
So the one that just came out, I don't know if they have it anymore, but it was to celebrate the 20th anniversary. It was 200 milliliters and it was $42. And the one that's 150 is 38. Okay. And I was like, can I invest in this cleanser? Yeah. Honestly, I want to bathe in it. Yeah. It's so good. If you tend to have inflamed skin that's really red or you go through a lot of breakouts and you're using a lot of harsh products, using a gentle cleanser, I think, is really important so that you're not stripping more of your skin, not your skin, but the oils of your skin. So Fresh, y'all did it right. I'm a big fan of this cleanser. It smells nice.
Yeah. Like, which, like, there's so many brands out there, especially recently with, like, the whole clean beauty movement and, you know, not having fragrances and synthetic fragrances, all that stuff, which I totally agree with.
Totally.
But I need my skincare products to smell good.
I need to enjoy it. Yeah. It's like a ritual. I do it every day. Yeah, so same. If it doesn't smell nice, or if sometimes if there's no smell, I'm like, what is this?
Same.
I know it's weird, but I would almost prefer having like
a little something. Yeah.
Fragrance can be irritating. I don't know. Like, honestly, this is such a gentle, it's not overpowering. It just smells really fresh.
Fresh. Oh, see what you did there.
I get it now.
So my next – are we going to my next product?
Yeah, girl.
Okay. I am obsessed with Vintner's Daughter as a brand, but their Active Botanical Serum is another one of those products where I was like, is it really worth it?
Totally.
And then I used it for – I tried it for like a month, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this stuff is amazing.
Totally.
It has – if you're looking for like a clean alternative, this product is it. It has 22 active ingredients and they're all plant-based. So you can feel really, really good using it. You've met the founder, April, before. Uh-huh. She is so funny.
Yeah, and knowledgeable.
So knowledgeable. So basically you can use the serum alone as like, you know, an oil moisturizer, whatever. But you can also use it as a serum if you are looking for and use it as a serum with whatever your moisturizer of choice is if you're feeling like more dehydrated and
it's
need
an
a
oil,
little bit moisture.
Right?
It is an oil. So I was using it for, like I said, a month and it totally made my skin look super, super glowy. And I also just like felt good about it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would love to clean up my, you know, beauty routine and use like more clean beauty products. And I think that I definitely am trying. But the truth of the matter is, like, I love my La Mer.
Of course.
I love, you know, like, all of the other, you know, makeup products that we use that definitely aren't clean. Using this serum, like, convinced me that, like, I could, you know, if I really wanted to, just use, like, plant-based products. Or not plant-based products, clean products. Like, I definitely could. And it's, like, very results-driven.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what they are doing in their labs, but it's, like, very, very impressive.
Totally. And I'm actually a big fan of the essence that they just came out with.
Yes.
So, like, I know oils kind of freak people out a little bit.
Right.
They're like, why would I put oil? Like, we're still at that stage.
Yes.
I think you and I
like trying to convince people who have oily skin or who have like who have breakouts like that they should be using an oil is like it's just like so hard.
It is really hard. And I get it. I understand. It feels like the opposite of what you should be doing.
Yeah.
But there are oils that I think like are really, really great. I'm not the biggest oil fan. So initially I was like,
yeah,
how am I supposed to recommend this product that costs this much to people if I'm not even like a big oil person? But I did see results from it. But I think I saw even better results from the essence.
Interesting.
I'm just a huge fan of the essence. So maybe if you are a little skeptical of the oil, try the essence. I think you'll really like it.
Tell me about how you liked the smell of the essence.
Oh, I mean, it's aggressive. It does smell like apple cider vinegar. It's like very potent smelling. I think that's the thing with Vintner's Daughter. Like you just have to be, it's like, it's a very clean product. That they're not adding, you know,
anything.
All these bells and whistles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have to get through the smell. I actually don't mind the smell though. I know that's weird.
No. I don't mind it either. I was just asking because we were
like,
talking about.
Like kombucha. Like, I don't know. It's kind of
like a little fermented.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also wanted to kind of bring up the fact, like Sarah said, she tried the product for a month. Mm-hmm. That's like kind of
the length of time.
Yes.
Yes.
If you are trying a beauty product and especially skincare, makeup's totally different. And there's promising results.
Yeah.
You can't try it for 5 days and then be bummed out that it didn't work for you.
Totally.
I would say, the only reason why you should stop using a product is it seems to be
irritating your skin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that means like rashes or like you feel like your skin is becoming like dry or like extremely flaky. There are some products that are meant to do that, like retinols, which we'll get into on another episode. But 4 weeks, I think, is standard. And for me, like and this is for anybody in PR listening, if you've wondered why I haven't tried your skincare product yet, I have a calendar where I'm marking. Okay, I tried this product on this day, so I have this much more time to see if the results are worth it or not.
Right. And you also stop using other products that are similar or like just like in your,
I stop using products. So it's like,
because you have to give it the full attention it needs.
Totally. And you don't want to be like, okay, did it make my skin look like this because I was using it in conjunction with this or with this thing that's similar?
Totally.
There was one point that I had to tell people I was not taking skincare products because I had too many to test, but also my skin was a mess.
Yeah.
And I was just using too many different types. I've gotten through that phase. I think that also was like maybe hormonally influenced too.
But also that's like what our job is as a beauty editor. That's like the risks of being a beauty editor.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. People ask me that all the time. They're like, how are you even able to try all of these products without like breaking out all the time?
It's like that's the risk I take. I mean, it looks glamorous, but like literally, it's like I slept in mascara a couple of weeks ago to see if it lasted 24 hours. But like, do not sleep in your mascara.
Yeah. Like, do not do this at home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Specifically. Okay. This one is hilarious because I feel like we've been talking so much about La Mer, and this is like being touted as like the next La Mer. I'm totally going to butcher this name, so apologies in advance. Augustinus Bader or Bader?
I say Bader, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think
would either works for me.
Yeah.
But let me just let me tell you a story. So you need to read up on this brand, Augustinus Bader Bader. Guys, I'm sorry if the brand's listening to this.
It's like the new La Mer.
It is the new La Mer, and I'm going to be 100% with you. I was like, there's no way I would buy this product. It sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. It's like the doctor that's behind it is amazing. Mm-hmm. He like, I believe, I'm probably going to butcher this too, but I believe that he focused on like burn victims and scarring and things like that.
Similar to La Mer's founder.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I actually reached out to the brand and I'm like the old fogey at Pop Sugar. Like, can I try out this product? Because it claims to just completely regenerate your skin.
It's Bader.
Thank you. Bader. Augustinus Bader. Here we go. They sent me the creams. They sent me the rich one and then the regular one. I'm still using the regular one. It's been probably like 2 months at this point. I'm obsessed with this. And it's very important that you use it regularly mm-hmm. and that you're not like mixing it with too many other things. So,
well, isn't that the whole thing behind his line is yes. that you're only supposed to use one and you're supposed to use it alone?
Yes. You're not supposed to add anything yes. else to it. So the first 30 days, I didn't add anything to it because yeah. I was like, okay, I need to see what right. happens. This next, like the next month, I was like, okay, I need to like start using some serums and stuff. Yeah. But my friend Emily, actually, she's one of my best friends in the whole world. She lives in Austin and she like brought it with her to Vegas. And I was like, wait, or no, maybe she didn't. Maybe she just mentioned to me and mentioned it, mm-hmm. you know, in Vegas. But she was like, yeah, I bought it. And I really do feel like it's working for my skin. And then one of my producers, Amy, who works with me on Ulta stuff, she was like, I'm obsessed with Augustinus Botter. I buy this product religiously. And this woman looks amazing. Yeah. Like her skin is perfect. So I was like, okay, if people are just going out and buying it and they love it, like I need to check this out. I also kind of think I had an advantage, though, of not having to buy it. Because I feel like sometimes when you buy something, you want to see results.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So right. you're like,
yeah,
it, you know, it's like that effect where it's like, well, I spent this much totally. Money. It should be working for my skin. I feel like I kind of went into it like, okay, let's see what the real deal is. Mm-hmm. I will say the first couple of weeks, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's quiet, sis, or whatever. That's the dumb one of Bella Hadid. It's quiet for him or whatever. But this really did, like,
yeah.
it improves your skin. And I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I felt like my skin looked more lifted, more taut. My pores looked less noticeable. Even though I will never be able to get rid of this hyperpigmentation from my melasma, like, just with the product, it seemed less prominent. I was just a really big fan of this.
Yeah.
And I also noticed the difference on my neck too, because you were supposed to apply it to your neck as well. So if you really are looking to invest in like this high quality skincare, I would say like try Augustinus or La Mer is like a great option.
Yeah. Also, I just love the fact that like they're like, you just need this product. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it. Like yeah. don't do all these other right. bells and whistles.
So if you are like, you know, worried about the price tag, just know that like think about how much money you spend if you're doing like a 5 or 6 step skincare routine, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also it's great if you're like busy and lazy.
Totally.
Because I know so many people who, yeah, they literally or they like just started washing their face at night.
Oh, that gives me hives just thinking about that.
I know. But anyways.
I wish I had that luxury.
And
yeah, don't.
No. Well, I think most of them are like in their 20s. That's why. Rude awakening.
Okay. Is... What's next for you?
Okay. My next favorite product is Tatcha's Essence.
Of course.
Yes. I love all of Tatcha's products. Anytime anyone asks me for like a new skincare brand that they need to discover or try using, I always say Tatcha because I don't like their price point is definitely a little bit on the
like an $80 primer is a little excessive, right?
Excessive,
like I
yeah.
love Tatcha, but and I love that primer,
yeah.
but
it's not on the level of La Mer.
No.
But so it's like definitely an investment, but I just love their products so, so much. I love their founder. We both love the Tatcha fam.
Totally.
But the essence, I just like cannot get enough of. Do you use an essence?
I do use an essence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this essence is basically like the first step after you wash your face, and it helps the other products that you use after it better penetrate your skin.
Yep.
So not only is it super, super hydrating and good for your skin, but it's also helping the other products that you use after be more effective.
What is the example that a lot of people say? It's like, using a serum without an essence is like, I can't remember what the comparison is, but an essence is super important for your serums as
yes,
well.
Yes, so exactly.
Like you said, so yeah. they penetrate deeper.
Yes, yeah. You just, it's like a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have used a lot of different essences, and the Tatcha one is just like the best, like my favorite one by far.
And I feel like it's a lot of product too.
It is. I just finished one and I think I was using it for almost a year.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a lot.
Because you really don't need that much. And it just, I also just love the act of applying it and massaging it on my face.
Totally.
Probably because Yoli Glow. Shout out to Yoli Glow.
Shout out to Yoli Glow, girl.
Who taught me how to use it the right way. And she mentioned to me that Vicky's favorite product, and this could have changed from her line. Like, she can't live without the essence either.
You know what? Their sunscreen is so bomb, and I feel like they did not give the sunscreen the credit it really deserved. Like, I remember when we found out they had one, I was like, excuse me?
Have one? I know.
And it's so good. It feels amazing. It feels like skincare. It doesn't smell... it's pretty fabulous.
Yeah, like, and it acts almost like a primer.
Yeah, totally.
It looks beautiful under makeup. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, and also I was just going to say, I said that the primer was $80. It's only $52, but still, that's like a lot for a primer.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah. So the essence, if you are looking for an essence in your skin routine, it helps smooth, it helps plumps, it helps maximize the performance of the other skincare products. Definitely try it.
Okay, so this is my last one. And I feel like y'all are probably thinking, girl, do you have anything less than like $20 in this roundup? Because I hate you at this point.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Thank you for asking. Neutrogena Hydro Boost. I'm obsessed with this line. Like, maybe I'm a snob. I don't know. But sometimes when it comes to drugstore skincare, I am very skeptical just because, you know, when you go to the dermatologist's office and they are suggesting Cetaphil for your skin, it's like, a lot of doctors get kickbacks for suggesting it because it's made by Galderma, I believe. Okay. So, like, there's a reason why they're suggesting it. But the stuff in Cetaphil is not good for your skin. And so, anyways, that's, like, a different tangent for another day. But I'm always just, like, I would rather invest in my skincare routine than end up making things worse by buying a cheap product.
Totally.
Neutrogena, they came out with Hydro Boost last year, the year before, and I was like, okay, tell me more about this. Their sunscreen, it's the SPF 30 Hydro Boost sunscreen. It's not like mineral, doesn't have like, you know, physical blocks in it. And I'm actually interested, like, if they're going to have to reformulate or anything because of all like the laws coming out. I need to actually take a look at the ingredients. So who knows? But I love Hydro Boost. I think that the sunscreen is bomb. It does not smell like sunscreen. It protects. I think they definitely have a moisturizer with SPF in it. I think it's only SPF 25. I recommend SPF 30 minimum on the face. So I really wish they would come out with like a face sunscreen. This one is specifically, I think, for the body. Like, I think you could put it on your face, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
But I'm just a really big fan of it. I the bottle I have right now, I went and bought, just because obviously it's super affordable and it's not sticky. It doesn't, like, you don't have to keep rubbing it in.
Right.
It just feels like skincare. I think that's like why I'm obsessed with it. It just makes me feel like I'm doing a ritual like I would on my face, but doing it on my body.
Yeah. How much is it?
I think it's less than $10. I mean, it's super.
That's amazing.
It's super affordable.
And you can get it at any drugstore.
Exactly. You can get it at Ulta for $10. Super, super affordable.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, I picked also an affordable product from an affordable collection.
Yes, you did.
Because I know we are all on a budget and it doesn't always have to be expensive to be good. So my pick is Sephora, the new Sephora collection, which launched recently. They make this water gel mask, which I don't know if you've used. It is definitely something everyone's going to need this summer, because it's just like so perfect for like after a day in the sun. You can keep it in the fridge and apply it, and it's just so cooling, so hydrating. I use it as a sleeping mask sometimes.
Great.
Yeah, if I'm like feeling especially dry. Like, I brought it with me to Coachella because it's super dry out there.
Yeah.
And you can, I mean, you can use it as a mask and like, you know, leave it on for 15 minutes and then wash it off. But it's $15.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the Sephora, I mean,
all of
it's
under
20. Yeah. Is all under 20, which is amazing. And I think this kind of new rebrand they've done with the Sephora collection is really smart.
Me too.
I was like reading some articles about it. It seems they kind of try to take some of their best sellers from other brands and like make them more affordable versions. I really like the glow pads.
Yes, those are great.
If you are naturally oily, you deal with blackheads and stuff like that, like, these glow pads really do help minimize oil and shine, help with your pores and stuff like that. There's like a hyaluronic acid moisturizer. Mm-hmm. I think they have done a really good job with that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Like, I like to look at all the products and be like, okay, they did this to be like this.
Totally. 100%.
It's kind of like the dupe.
Right. Totally. And they're all approved on the brand's like clean at Sephora list.
Yes.
So it's technically clean.
Totally.
Yeah.
Technically.
Technically.
Love that.
Everyone has different definitions.
I know. I think that's like worth doing a whole
absolutely
podcast about, because it's just, it's confusing. Clean. If you guys want to hear more about, I'm confused and I freaking work in the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
If you guys have questions about clean beauty and stuff like that, DM us. Maybe we'll get an expert to come on and talk about like what to look for and things like that.
Yeah. But definitely if you are like on a budget or you're just looking, you're at Sephora, check out their Sephora collection, because there's a lot of, their face masks, their sheet masks.
Oh, they're great.
So great.
Totally.
I always like just like grab a few at checkout. If I have ever had a Sephora.
Well, it's hilarious because I was going to say, like, people are always like, why did you go to a Sephora?
Yeah.
You don't need to. But I will walk into a Sephora and still buy things.
I also just, like, love it. I love being in there.
And you know what is, maybe you feel the same. Sometimes because we get, you know, so many emails and we feel like we're seeing everything before it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I go into a store, I'm always amazed at what's available.
Yeah.
Or like the layout, I'm like, oh, wait, like they're still really on this kick.
Totally.
Or, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I also love watching people shop and seeing what they are interested in.
Sometimes like, I want to work at Sephora because I'll be standing there and then someone will be like, I don't know if I should do this or this. And I so badly want to be like, tell me about your skin.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Totally.
I'd be the most annoying Sephora employee ever.
I sometimes want to walk up to someone shop and be like, oh, so why are you picking that highlighter?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Like, or like, what do you like,
give me intel. Yes. Like, what did you see this on Instagram?
Yeah.
Did somebody recommend this to
you? I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to be creepy, so I just watch them.
Yeah, I just observe like a little stalker.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So those are some of our picks. We have so many more.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we talked forever about this, but we could talk about this for hours on end.
We could.
So if you have any ideas for us or things that you want us to talk about, kind of pull the curtain back on certain treatments or ingredients or things that are just happening in the industry, you can find us on Instagram. I'm at Kirby Johnson.
I'm at Sarah Tan, no H.
Yeah, no H. And Kirby is K-I-R-B-I-E. I was going to say that I feel like we have bougie names because your mom named you after Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
And my mom named me after a character on Dynasty.
Oh my God. We're such 80s babies.
I know. For sure.
Yeah, because my mom named me after Sarah Jessica Parker when she was on Square Pegs.
Oh my God.
She wasn't even like cool back then.
Here's a disclaimer. Sarah hasn't met Sarah Jessica Parker yet, so we need this meeting to happen.
But when we do, I'm going to show
meeting of the minds on Los Angeles.
Driver's license. Be like, I'm not shitting you, Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's like, I'm old enough to have a child named after me. This is where we are in life.
And I want to know what Sarah Jessica Parker uses.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, she's
come
great.
On to the pod. We'd love to have you. Let's just put it out in the world. Sarah Jessica Parker, Cardi B, Britney Spears. Britney Spears would just be me being like, I love you so much, Brit. Can we go dance and do choreography together?
Oh my God.
Love you. That would be me.
I would love that.
I would turn up the Southern charm hardcore.
Great.
Okay, that's it. I hope you guys liked this. Also, we're probably not good at taking constructive criticism, but like we need it. So if you think that we could do anything different or better, we welcome your suggestions. We are Capricorns, so we can't guarantee that we'll implement any of it. But
we're perfectionists as well, so we want to.
Help us out. Okay, guys, I almost said love you, which that would be weird.
Why?
But hey, love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. This is our first one. This is going to be weekly, so we will be doing this all the time.
So let us know what you want us to talk about.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.